Okay, so we are back. That has been a long, very long 2 weeks. It feels like I was on vacation a month ago last time we were here 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 weeks.
And the Lego movie I was looking forward to has already come and gone, as has Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, how was the movie?
It was good. I'm hoping to see it again, but I'm usually too tired after work, and then I've been busy on every day off that I've had off since. Either that or it's snowing. Like, this morning it's snowing.
What really was interesting, I didn't see any promotion of it. I was like, oh, okay, it's out in America, so maybe it's out in a month or two in Germany, but it was out the same day. And I saw no promotion, no TV spots, nothing.
I guess that would be a factor in why it's not doing so well at the box office. They didn't advertise it well enough. And even, like, when it came out here, they had, like, if you bought Lego Movie 2 Legos on Lego's website, they gave you free tickets to the movie. So I had free tickets. I didn't get to use them because my local theater doesn't, it's not a big chain, so it's not part of the promotion. But a lot of people saw it for free. And a lot of people saw it early, because they had, like, early screenings at some theaters. So I think all that was also a factor in, like, it seemingly not making as much money as it could have. I don't know. Apparently How to Train Your Dragon 3 just came out, though. So that one's doing surprisingly well for a movie that's last entry was, what? Well, okay, I think that one was also 5 years ago. Huh. Lego Movie was 5 years ago, though we had Batman and Ninjago halfway between. And I think How to Train Your Dragon 2 was also 2014, I think.
I don't really know. I watched, like, one movie a year on my birthday, and that's it.
I kind of missed How to Train Your Dragon 2 completely. I'm not sure when it was or how it was.
Yeah, I remember it being pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I saw The Velvet Buzzsaw. That was nice. It was like a really well-made, trashy horror movie. With Jake Gyllenhaal getting killed. And it was fun. And yeah.
But did Jake Gyllenhaal have a bubble on his head?
No, but his head got crushed. That comparable.
Okay, so it could still be a Mysterio origin story if his head got crushed, and that's why he's got a bubble on his head now.
Yeah.
Because his head is an illusion, and that'll be the big reveal when his head falls off and there was no head underneath.
His head is the bubble.
Yeah. Spoilers for Spider-Man Far From Home. Mysterio doesn't really have a head. Which is keeping true to his Ultimate Comics version, because that one was an android that had, like, a cloud for a head.
Yeah, the real head was a friend he made all along.
Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Oh no, did I make a sex joke without noticing?
Well, you said the real head.
Oh.
Oh, no. Good start. That's a good start.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Kingdom Hearts is good. A bit short. I was surprised. I finished it in 3 days, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly JRPG length. It was like a regular game length.
Yeah. It was good. I was a bit surprised that the Pirates of the Caribbean world was so much prettier than the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, the rest of them, at least they were accurate to their source material. Like, it looked like a 3D Disney movie. Yeah. In the 3D Disney movie worlds. Which kind of makes me sad, thinking about that, that, okay, so they had all these Pixar and 3D Disney worlds depicted as they are in their source material, but then Hercules is also a 3D world. Like, it would have been cool if they had, like, a 2D Hercules. Or, like, cell-shaded or something to make it look like the Hercules
make him
movie.
Look less scary. But it looks
The Hercules
Valley.
World, but done in, like, frames over background animation.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know how they could do that, but it would be cool if they could pull that off.
Maybe comparable to, like, the Dragon Prince? That Netflix show? Is it, like, cartoon and 3D models combined?
Yeah, like, 3D backgrounds and then, like hand animate or computer, whatever. Just animate, like, different stills of your movement positions and have those be the characters running through this 3D background that is still rendered to look like that painting style that they did of, like, backgrounds in 90s Disney movies.
Probably too complicated.
Yeah, it's easier just to make, like, a photorealistic Johnny Depp and Keira Knightley than it is to try to make a 2D cartoon look real.
And they already had Hercules' world in previous Kingdom Hearts games, so it would have been a change of style.
They're recycling their old material.
But he looked better in the old game. Like, in this one, it was really scary how much worse he looked than the normal Kingdom Hearts characters.
Huh.
It was also great how Megara did, like, nothing. Like, she shows up at one point and Herc's like, she's my inspiration for all the heroics I do. Now go off and ride the Pegasus and be safe. And, yeah, she didn't have, like, any of her, like, fun, cool attitude that she does in the movie.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
But we got Let It Go again. And how to Build a Snowman. No, wrong. Do you want to build a snowman? I don't know.
Well, you did get to build a snowman. You get to build him wrong.
That was so bad. Like, really bad.
What happened?
Olaf trips and falls on the ice and breaks into pieces, and you have to find his pieces, but there's, like, three different torsos for him. So you can get the bent torso, or the big torso, or the correct torso.
Oh. Huh. Which did you choose?
Of course, the correct torso is the hardest one to find in the snowfield you're running through, so you end up running into the other ones. Plus, I was confused because I thought if I touched it, that means I've got it in my inventory, but it only holds on to whichever one you touched last for the torsos. So it's like, okay, so it's like, I think I found the right one, or maybe I found a different wrong one, and then I found the other wrong one, so I ended up trying all three. So I've seen oversized Olaf and wobbly Olaf. So yes, you get to build a snowman in Kingdom Hearts.
Yes. And so now it's finally over. Hopefully.
Or is it?
Yeah, well, supposedly the Xehanort part is over.
The Xehanort.
Well, they always come back. They always come back. I mean, from what I understand, Kingdom Hearts works on Small Gods Discworld rules, so if anyone remembers villains, they come back. And Sora remembers villains. So as long as Sora lives...
Yeah, well, they set up a new villain at the end, and Brent was showing me some clips, and there's one of them where he says that he's half Xehanort, so I guess he's the new Xehanort.
Okay.
He's a guy who's got an eye patch and a weird eye. And a bunch, and like a cat person and a bird person, and not exactly. I mean, like they're humans, but they're wearing like this Egyptian style, like robes and animal masks.
Yeah, they are from the mobile game. So basically,
the essential need to play mobile game.
Or what the movie they put in 2.5 remake?
Oh, yeah.
The Hills of Eyes. I don't know. And they're basically like the original masters, the original Keyblade people, and
Okay, so they came back to pick up their Keyblades, because there was that big graveyard of Keyblades, and there were just piles and piles of them flying around.
Yeah.
And they came to clean them up, because they left them laying around in a desert canyon for too long.
It's complicated, and I think that's the gimmick, not the bug. Or the feature, not the bug. Complicated to be complicated.
Yeah, and I'm sure when the Kingdom Hearts 4 is done in 10 years, they'll have more Disney movies to pick from.
Yeah. One or two.
Yeah, I forgot that they actually did reference Wreck-It Ralph in 3. He's like one of your power-up abilities.
Yeah. Why didn't we get a Wreck-It Ralph for it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would just be too obvious to have the video game character have a video game world.
Yeah,
well, why didn't we get Lilo and Stitchbird? I want that.
Maybe we'll get it when the live-action Lilo and Stitch comes out.
Yeah.
They are working on one of those.
Oh. Yeah, and...
Wait, Lilo?
Whitewash Aladdin.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, where did we last... it was only 2 weeks ago, but where did we stop again?
So, summary of events, I've been looking at the numbers, actually, on these, people watching these videos, and it seems like the Star Wars ones are kind of low, so I think the people who are still watching it probably already know how we got here, but I guess if you need a refresher, Jairus Elnick, an ex-Imperial, a deserter from Scarif, and Figgle Duo, a pair of Ewoks inside a Jedi robe, pretending to be a human, were under the employ of Mobbik the Hutt. They got sent on a mission to track down this Imperial cruiser that had some mysterious cargo, which it turned out was the ancient Sith Lord, Elisa Nasesca, a.k.a. Darth Snek, who awoke and... Then they tricked her into an escape pod and ended up crash landing on Yavin, where they met the Viggo Kerstin, who works for Black Sun, which is like the space mafia. They're a giant organization. They look out for their own people. They agreed to work for Black Sun. They all traveled to the Black Sun base on Mandalore, where they assisted a character who I will now be referring to as Einover, because it won't make people chuckle. And I think that's probably how I was supposed to pronounce it the last time. They assisted the Mandalorians in overthrowing the Imperial governor there and installing a new Mandalorian leadership that will also... you know, be more amenable to Black Sun. And then as returning from that rebellion, you saw, I think it was, I don't know if it was footage or reports, you were informed that an Imperial fleet had been dispatched to Galadran, where there was a base that you blew up in the process of getting to that first objective, but that the fleet had been entirely destroyed. And that is where we left off. So you're still on Mandalore. You're back at the Black Sun base now, deciding what to do next. Oh, also, I forgot, Figgle Duo, in the preparation for the Mandalore Rebellion, you met with the Black Sun robot technician, Kat Sagox, who you had to reveal your dual identity to her in order for her to be able to build she made like a quick robot body for the top bear in the duo, mm-hmm. and then the bottom bear was staying behind to work on a more advanced robot suit, which is it you haven't been gone that long, they're still working on it.
Okay.
And because it's been a long 2 weeks, I don't remember most of the character voices, so I'll be making them up as I go.
So, same kind of.
Except for Elisa, because that one is burned into my mouth. I've done it for so long, it's just second nature. Sometimes I just talk like this to myself, just for fun.
Don't we all?
It's the voice of my inner angry person. It comes out a lot at work.
What's the safe word?
There is no safe word.
Anyway, I tried to find Piggle and Poe to talk to them.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I assume unless Figgle's trying to hide from you, you would find them. You're all still at the base. Poe and Jade are there at the base too. I think Mobix stayed behind on the Black Sun Cruiser, which is in orbit.
Yeah, he's useless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's hanging out in your ship, which is docked inside the cruiser there.
Still useless. So I'm trying to get the band back together. Okay. So Jade, Poe, and Figgle.
Okay.
And then I say, guys, we might have a problem.
What is it this time?
And then I open the feet of the destruction. Yeah, you remember the sis we let go?
Yeah.
Let go?
He's destroying a lot of stuff to find.
See.
To be fair, it is all Imperials.
Yeah, but will she stop there?
Okay, so you want to do something about it then, I'm assuming.
At least get some kind of footage of her so we can warn people that there's a Maverick fist out there killing stuff. Because it seems like no one really knows what happened.
I suppose.
I mean, once the threat is known, the Imperials might do something.
Yeah, on the other hand, that would require us to contact Imperials.
Yeah, just put it on YouTube. Star Wars YouTube.
The Holonet, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you could drop an anonymous tip on the Holonet.
Oh. So, but for that, we need to find her, at least. Know what she's doing.
Let me just check. I know I wrote some stuff on. I wish there was just a regular investigation role in the system, because that would probably be useful here.
Yeah.
Well, bureaucracy, so I can look up forms and stuff.
Let's see. Yeah, I would guess knowledge, either regular knowledge or bureaucracy, or maybe technology, like one of those. I guess whatever knowledge check you think you could use to justify checking around the Holonet to try to see if there's any more information you can get, because
24, max.
Oh, wow.
Great.
I would say on the Holonet, these reports about Galadran are being de-emphasized. I mean, the Empire doesn't want to know it doesn't want the general public to know that they just lost an entire fleet to some unknown destroyer. But, I guess, yeah, with, no, 24, I think, yeah, you can get all the necessary information, which would be that, so this fleet, the investigative reports, the ones that are a little harder to find, a little less public, say that these ships weren't destroyed by any kind of blaster fire. They were just ripped in half. And that there was also a Star Destroyer that was part of this fleet that isn't there and isn't accounted for. It's gone missing. It's a ship called the Indomitable. And that with your 24, I think you can also figure out that there has been some anonymous, spy, maybe, probably actually within Black Sun's network, there would be, spy reports that a ship fitting the Indomitable's description has been spotted near Felucia.
Felucia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the lead you got from your investigating.
Hmm. Any ideas how to get footage of her or stop her? Should we get... Jedi proof?
Hmm.
You probably need some of those Mandalorian tzatzkas.
Yeah, some...
You know?
Some Beskar armor, yeah.
You know? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a red one?
Yeah, not yet. I think... Seems like these Mandalorians like us enough. They'll probably give us some suits. That would definitely be good, having something to prevent us from getting dismembered immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because as a refresher thing, I guess. Mandalorian Iron, a.k.a. Beskar in Mandalorian, is a lightsaber-resistant type of metal. So the house rule I've been using with lightsabers is if it hits, then it immediately dismembers whatever it hits. It we don't even count it as one damage. It's you lose that limb. But if you have Mandalorian Iron, then or if I can't think of a good reason to bring Cortosis into this, but if we had Cortosis, that would work the same way. Lightsaber resistant metals will make it so if you get hit with a lightsaber, we'll treat it as regular damage instead of instant dismemberment damage. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, I'd say the Mandalorians can hook you up with suits of armor, full suits if you want it, or if it depends if you want the helmet or not.
Oh, definitely the helmet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. No drawings on it this time.
Mm.
I know it's out of character, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's intimidating enough without having a face drawn on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did anyone notice your Ewok with human limbs now?
Figgle did go to the mechanic, so they would probably assume that he got new limbs, which is kind of what happened.
Mm.
All right. So you're now not wearing your mask. You're just running around as an Ewok with human proportions.
No, Figgle still is wearing a helmet.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so if I'm getting this all right, the plan is we're going to armored so that we don't get cut in half. We're going to travel to Felucia as discreetly as possible, try to get some footage of this Sith that seems to be on a rampage, and then upload that to the HoloNet and try to bring in some reinforcements.
Yes.
Yeah, or at least get some AdSense money from our viral video.
Hmm. I mean, honestly, I think we could probably get a good bounty if we dropped a tip about a rogue Jedi on the loose.
Hmm, rogue Jedi?
I mean, the Empire doesn't distinguish Jedi or Sith. Look, the reason everybody thinks we're crazy for talking about this is because the Sith, no one has seen a Sith in... Oh, hell, it's been so long since I was in school. 3,000? 4,000? 1,000. Yeah, there was that one skirmish 1,000 years ago. Nobody's seen a Sith in 1,000 years. It just been Jedi. Like, yeah, some of them go crazy, especially back at the end of the Clone Wars. You know, they tried to kill the Chancellor and whatnot. But, oh. Yeah. So, I think people would believe us more if we said there was a rogue Jedi on the loose. That's definitely possible. There were so many of those guys, you know, 20 years ago.
Huh. Yeah, maybe we can drop something on her. Yeah, it's kind of confusing to think about that.
Mm.
Something appears that shouldn't exist.
Yeah, the universe is... There's a lot of strange things out there.
I mean, it's like you try to explain people that there's a villain who goes to the past to get all his past selves into the present.
Yeah, no, time travel is just dumb.
Who would do that?
Time travel doesn't make sense. And I sure hope that never happens in this galaxy.
Wink.
Clone Wars Season 4, cough, cough. Or not Clone Wars, Rebels Season 4. Clone Wars didn't do the time travel stuff. But it was the same people they did Rebels, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so I assume it'll just be us then. We'll want to take a small team so we don't get spotted.
Yeah. But probably, like, get some people on the down low to get there fast if something happens.
Mm.
Maybe, like, one or two teams in the orbit, if possible.
Mm. Hmm. Yeah, well, I think we'll have to talk to, either Black Sun about that, or maybe the Mandalorians can provide some backup.
Yeah.
But
Black Sun's going to have to fly us there anyway, unless they release our ship to us.
Yeah. Hmm. Do we have any footage from our ship to at least show that she exists? Like security cameras or stuff?
I don't think Mobik is a big fan of cameras.
No.
Like, we have probably some outside of the ship, on like the dock, to see what's coming in and out the door, but we don't have any inside. I'm sure it'll be a relief for you to know that we weren't taping you sleeping when you were on board the Whaleodon.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, we should get to someone from the Black Sun, like our pirate friend, which I'm saying just because I like his voice so much.
Okay, wait, which one was that?
The pilot one. YOLO.
Oh, okay. Well, YOLO isn't here right... When you met him on the cruiser on the way to Mandalore, Kerstin said she was sending him off on a different assignment.
Oh, yeah.
So he left from there. So, no, you've got Kerstin, and I assume that bird guy is here.
And I know.
Yep.
I know.
Yep, yeah. I mean, he's Mandalorian, but also, I guess, kind of Black Sun.
Mm-hmm. And he talked like Edwin. Just, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there is a trick that the Star Wars roleplay book told me for doing Stormtrooper voices, where you just put your hands over your mouth like this, and it kind of muffles it in a way that sounds like a Stormtrooper. So, but when I was doing, like, the voice I do for Stormtroopers has ended up becoming, because in that episode 0, I was doing the Southern drawl voice for that one bad guy in the intercom that kind of bled over into all the Stormtroopers, having, like, a mix of that and, like, a nasally kind of voice even when I don't have the hands over my mouth. So, with the Mandalorians, I tried to change it by doing hands over the mouth, but also more serious tone to their voice. Which unfortunately gets a little thrown off when I'm saying, I don't know, and then I have to try to cut all the uhs out, but that's editing problems.
Mm.
That's more of a post-mortem thing, but,
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, yeah, so we got /Ano. His name I unfortunately pronounced like that, and it's stuck now. And Kerstin and I forgot the name of the bird guy, but he has a squeaky bird voice. A squawky bird voice.
So since Kirstine is our boss, we should probably not antagonize her with crazy stories about rogue Jedis. Maybe get Aino first into the boat and then her.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to talk to him first, I guess you'll go to his office. Or I don't think he's not really an office type. He's probably just hanging around the garage with the other Mandalorians or something. Oh, there you are. Here's a Mandalore. Hi, how's it going?
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, great. We're in the process of installing our new leadership, getting the government back the way we want. Obviously, Black Sun can have the concessions they need. They helped us to achieve this great victory.
Yeah, nice. We got this new armor, you know, yours.
How do you like it?
I haven't worn this much armor before, but I feel like I probably get used to it.
Yeah, you grow into it. Mandalorian armor, if you haven't noticed, it's very personalized for us. It's a part of our culture, it's a part of our identity. So, it grows with you with time. It becomes one with you.
Huh. Wait,
it's not actually organic or anything, it's just like a mental thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a big part of their culture. They love their armor.
It beats the stormtrooper stuff I was wearing before.
Oh, definitely. I don't know how those stormtroopers get by with that plastoid garbage.
Yeah.
Not very safe.
The Empire just cuts corners. Yeah, you probably noticed that with their TIE fighters, too. They don't have shields.
Yeah, it's all about cannon fodder. It's not really about caring about the individual.
It's a waste of perfectly good soldiers, if you ask me.
Yeah, but if you can, like, just invade a planet and brainwash their children, you don't really have to worry about stuff. This sounds terribly gruesome. So, anyway, back to happier things. I think the universe is ending and I need your help.
What, again? Ending again? It seems like the universe... Yeah. Okay, what's going on?
So, imagine,
Jesus
how do
Christ.
I put this, imagine the worst thing that could happen and multiply it by crazy. We have a rogue Jedi who is crazy and tries to revive an army of other rogue Jedis and then conquer the universe.
Huh. That does sound serious.
Yeah.
Do you have any more information on who or where to find this rogue Jedi? The Mandalorians have a long history of putting down Jedi when needed.
Yeah, we have coordinates of the last whereabouts, and all we need to do now is, like, get some intel on what she's doing there, and maybe, I don't know, disintegrate the planet with her.
I can provide a few soldiers and transport to get you there.
Alright.
Yeah, you'll have to do some scouting, find her exact position, and we can figure out where to go from there.
Any ideas, Figgle? What they might help us with?
Sorry, come again?
Do you have any ideas, Figgle, how the Mandalorians can help us?
We kind of gave almost all of our information away already.
Yeah.
Should we lie, maybe?
I kind of told the truth already.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he's already agreed to give you a transport and some soldiers to help with scouting to find her. Because, I mean, you know what planet she's on, but you don't know what part of the planet yet, so you're going to have to look around and find her.
I mean, planets aren't that big, right?
Not in Star Wars, no.
Yeah. Where in the world is that snake?
I mean, there's always synchronicity, so...
Yeah.
Anywhere we go, she will be.
Yeah, most planets have one ecosystem, and yeah, I haven't... I had, like, briefly considered... Well, I guess... Briefly, because, I don't know, I'm bad at creative stuff, but... I had considered, like, possibilities, like, oh, you go to Felucia and there's, like, an Imperial base, because there is kind of a basis for that in Force Unleashed, I think. And then, say, like, some of those natives also from Force Unleashed, maybe they show up, maybe you have to deal with them. But then I didn't come up with anything, so... So once you get there, yeah, you'll pretty much find the ship that she's at, I think. Spoilers, it's a ship.
First, we should get the Black Suns. So they don't think we, like, just camp off. We should tell them what we're doing.
Mm.
Maybe request additional backup.
Okay.
Because I kind of don't want to betray my new employers.
Mm. Okay, so I assume, are you going to go talk to the mistress, or?
Yeah, if we can get an appointment.
Okay.
And maybe Figgle should talk, because I think she likes him more.
You do?
Yeah, I kind of said a lot of stupid stuff last time.
Huh. I have no memory of it.
It's been a very long 2 weeks.
Yeah. Me neither, but I usually talk a lot of stupid stuff.
Okay. So... Should we go to her?
Yeah, we can slide wipe, and now you're in the room with her. That's a Star Wars thing. I do slide wipes sometimes. Oh, hi.
All the time.
Well, good work with your, that mission for the Mandalorians. We're still working out the details. So, what brings you here now?
My friend and I got an information about a possible bounty.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Long story short, there is a rogue Jedi on the loose. And she kind of wrecked the whole Imperial fleet.
And as you're saying this, she's, like, anyway, scrolling through her, like, bounties list and, like, Hollow News feed. And... Oh, I see, yeah. Is this the one you were talking about earlier? That crazy rambling back on Yavin?
Yeah. More or less. Well, exactly the same, really. And thanks to Yerik's expertise, we know... the approximate location of this rogue Jedi. She's on Felucia, right?
Oh, I see. Yeah, this lines up in my reports. That indomitable ship has been spotted near there.
Yeah, and if we have a chance to get some evidence of her existence, or even apprehend her. There's quite some money in that.
Oh, I agree, though. I think we should try to capture ourselves if possible. The Inquisitorius offers a very large bounty on Jedi.
Oh. This is our proposal. We got our friend with the name that I don't remember to give us a ship and a small crew. And if you agree as well, We would have enough forces for the operation.
Yeah, no, you're approved. Go to Felucia, scout around, find out where she is, and I will send along a capture crew to assist you.
Yeah, and of course we would need people who had, as likely as it is, a previous experience in apprehending Jedi.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll have someone meet you there. You need to find your location, though.
Hmm. Okay, so that's that. Jerick? Jerick?
Yes?
Well, here we go.
Okay.
And you can see me, but I'm looking around and making gestures and expending a lot of energy that I shouldn't just waste.
on this audio only format.
Yeah.
So maybe we should get started.
Yeah.
How's Mobek doing?
Oh.
No, that's not.
Last I checked, he's still aboard your ship, which is aboard my ship. I think he's moping. I don't think he likes having to work for me. Well, okay, honestly, he doesn't really work for me. He's not sure what he is right now. He's a lump.
Cat.
Oh, come on. Don't call him a cat.
Wait, he eats, he makes noises. I don't know if you have appropriate bathrooms for him.
Yeah, Tatooine was just Jabba's sandbox.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not waste time on that lump. So we have a ship, we have a crew, we have a backup crew, and we have Ko and Jade to help us. That sounds good?
Yep.
Question mark?
Yep. Yeah, I don't really have anything planned for in between getting from here to Felucia. So, I guess if you want, we can just jump to Felucia.
I would talk to Ko. Yeah, to Ko first.
Okay.
If he knows, if he thought about something, we would do what he wants to do. Like, my officer stands to take him somewhere he wants to go.
Well, and he's kind of quiet about, because he has thought about this, but he's not, like, ready to tell everyone yet. I kind of want to be a pirate.
We work for the Black Sun. We are pirates now.
I guess we are. I am living the dream.
You are the pirate.
Do you want a hat? You can get you a hat.
My head is shaped like a hat, but a more piratey hat would be good.
Mm-hmm. We'll get you a pirate hat.
Maybe an eye patch.
Let's kill YOLO. Aww, here's a dream. Let's crush it.
Yes, Poe's gone on a weird arc.
But he embraced socialism, which is good. He has articulated a wish, which is good. I'm just one step away from the robot uprising I always wanted.
The robot uprising that kind of sort of almost happened in the Solo movie.
Huh. Yeah.
It happened on one planet and then I guess stopped after that. Because everybody died.
Yeah, like in all uprisings. So, I'm done.
Again?
I did my stupid stuff for the episode.
Right. So, are we on our way already?
Unless you wanted to do something else.
Thing is, kind of want to have a scene with, well, Bottom Bear, but I don't know how is that possible, so...
I mean, I guess if you wanted to get your cybernetics that you just got installed looked at, like maintenance or something, that could be your excuse to go check in the roboticist shop.
No, I mean, from a role-playing perspective, because
you would have to play both token. Of them, or I would have to figure out how to play Bottom Bear.
Yeah, so let's say Figgle just didn't have time to process it still, and has a hope in his heart that in the moment of need, Bottom Bear will show up. Wink.
Looks at notebook. Wink. So,
did we really talk for an hour already? I'm just amazed we really did for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, the first, like, 10, 15 minutes, maybe, could be up to 20 minutes, was random bullshit in Kingdom Hearts, and something about movies, I think. I don't remember. That was an hour ago. I don't remember what I said an hour ago.
Random bullshit in Kingdom Hearts was probably on my gravestone one day.
Yeah, no, I don't remember what happened an hour ago, and this episode is going to go up today, because I'm going to edit it today, after we're done recording, recording through time into 2 weeks from now, and possibly two more weeks from now.
So, what do we see when we arrive?
Okay, so you arrive at Felucia, which is a mostly jungle world. It's, like, overgrown, giant mushrooms and, like, broadleaf flowers. It's a planet that, I guess, if your characters didn't already know in character, it was mostly important during the Clone Wars. Like, there were some important battles fought here. Otherwise, it's mostly just, like, overgrown jungles. The natives are, like, these people who look like they're made of coral. There's some Imperial presence here. The planet, following the events of Force Unleashed, has gone from... It's still teeming with life, but it's gotten a bit more dark and corrupt because of some of the stuff that happened in that. It's all kind of sickly looking. But otherwise, I'm not sure where I should set down, because, yeah, like I was saying, I considered some ideas for, like, other things that could happen on this planet to lead up to getting to where you're going, but, actually, I forgot to mention, I should definitely... establish this. Okay. So as you're getting into orbit, you see the Indomitable there. It's a big Star Destroyer. It has, like, some crumple marks on it from the damage, but it's not destroyed like all those other ships were. But, what's a good dramatic way to do this? I guess as you're passing by the ship toward the planet, if you were to look out, like, the windows, because Star Wars ships have windows. If you were to look out the windows, you would see a big, kind of luminescent blue tentacle curling around the Indomitable.
Hot?
Yeah. I don't know if there's any reaction to that, if you want to go faster, or...
Figgle says hot.
Okay, well...
I mean... I'm definitely aroused by it, but what?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
There are a lot of large creatures out in space, I've found. And I guess as you're watching, you see, like, multiple other tentacles kind of curling around the ship. And I guess, revealed, there is a giant blue luminescent blue octopus that is, like, coiling around the ship. It seems like it's just hanging out, but...
What is that? What? Jarvis is kind of over. Mm. Do we shoot that? Is it the kill? Do we kill that?
Unless it comes for us, we probably shouldn't. Doesn't seem like a great idea.
So we ignore it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that might explain some of the damage to that fleet.
Wait. How does a giant octopus explain damage to the fleet?
Yeah, I think it ripped some of them apart.
In space?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's if she controls it.
Space octopus?
Yeah, it's a space kraken, I guess. I don't know. I don't make this stuff up. Huh. Only an idiot would come up with these ideas.
Fair enough.
Yeah, imagine a giant octopus and a maelstrom.
Yeah, a giant octopus ocean. And a maelstrom, or like a sea. Like, imagine if a bunch of space whales managed to grab a Star Destroyer and carry it off through hyperspace. That would just be dumb. Cough, Rebels Season 4.
Yeah.
Cough.
So, anyway, we should probably get on that planet fast before that thing sees us and thinks we're tasty.
Yeah, yeah, probably should. So... Yeah, you see the giant space octopus, but you make it by without incident. You travel down to the planet, and I guess conveniently land near your objective, because I couldn't think of anything else to do along the way, which is...
Synchronicity.
Yep. Yeah, we're crossing over with Dice Funk. Although this is the week where they all turned into babies, I guess to put this in context. Although this will be coming out this week, so it doesn't matter. Because Austin had throat disease, I guess, this week, so he couldn't record. So Laura Kay took over and came up with a thing that turned the crew of the Snallygaster into babies, and they go on a baby adventure. It was cute.
Yeah.
It came out early enough that I actually got to listen to it before we recorded this. So.
And Big Duster made a voice like...
Big Star hit puberty at 3 months.
Bane. So. Okay, let's get out of this ship.
Yep. Yeah, so you land near your objective, you all
die.
Get out of the ship, and you're like scouting through the jungle, and you find a... Okay, I drew a picture of what this ship looks like, but I didn't actually... It's not based on any existing model. It's just... It's a very long, very old-looking ship. You know, it's from 5,000 years ago. But it has crash landed. It's here in the jungle. It's kind of overgrown with vines covering it, but from where you are, you can still tell that there's a ship here. It's just entangled in the jungle. And, yeah, I'd say there's probably a path to it, like a pretty obvious path. Like somebody was, you know, cutting and using the force to like rip a path through the jungle to it. Possibly riding on a Rancor. Now that if I had thought of this earlier, I could have had a Rancor in this, because that was the thing from Force Unleashed. But yeah, so there's a pretty clear path leading to this this ship that you're going to be approaching, I guess. So I assume you're approaching it cautiously.
Yeah,
no, all the sneak checks. Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah. I should check and see if there is a check that you can do for. Yeah, there is a sneak check under perception, and there's a search check, which I could have had you roll search until you find the ship, but there's nothing else to find here. It's just a ship, so.
Well, first roll of the episode.
Oh, second roll.
Second?
Yeah, Jairus. Oh, right. It's your first roll. But...
Oh, right. 7.
Well, that's not... And that was on your stealth? Your sneaking?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess you trip over a vine on the way there and possibly knock a tree over. I don't know. But...
17!
Okay, that's not bad. Okay, yeah, because 15 would be moderate that we're basing this around, so... yeah, so Figgle, I guess he's still getting used to that Mandalorian armor, so... not noticing that he's, like, breaking branches as he's walking. Or, like, trying to be stealthy, but... and not... like, accidentally not being stealthy. You're just making a lot of noise while trying to be quiet.
Yeah, and with Figgle's stats, the best possible roll I could get is 12.
Mm. Okay, so you did better than average for you, but still not average for regular average. But JRS / Jarek does fine with keeping quiet, I guess. But there is no response from the ship or anyone in it. So, yeah. I mean, it you can tell that, like, part of the hull is ripped open, so clearly Elisa's been through here and has gone inside. But, you're not... even if you're making noise, you're not getting any response from there.
Okay.
Does appear some, this rogue Jedi of yours has either been through here or is still here. Jedi can sense people through the Force, can't they?
Yeah.
I'm not entirely clear on how this stuff works, but...
probably.
There are tiny microorganisms which permeate all living beings, and...
you sound like know...
That mess sounds made up.
Ah.
Yep.
So anyway, there's a good possibility she might, if she knows we're here, she doesn't seem to care.
Why should she?
Fair. So I guess we should at least confirm that she is in the ship, so that when the Black Sun crew comes to assist in the capture, they can we can verify that this is the location.
Yeah, so let's get our cameras ready, and let's get those pictures of...
of Spider Snake.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure how to put it.
Okay, yeah, so I guess since we're at the end of the episode, yeah, so you enter the ship, you get, like, your cameras and stuff ready to... verify that Elisa's in here. And okay, so as you enter, yeah, this ship, it's definitely powered down. You know, it's so old that it's run out of energy. It's probably pretty rusted. A lot of vines and stuff growing through it. And so you go down, like, a long corridor which leads to a room where and I assume you're not just going to, like, run right into the room. You're going to, like, approach and see. In this room, there's a bunch of, like human-sized canister tubes lining the walls. And there's Elisa standing there in the middle. And it seems like all the tubes have been opened, but there's just, like, some of them just have corpses inside. Some of them, she's, like, taking them out and... I'd say she's standing over one of them, like, just slowly shocking them with force lightning.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, so since I gotta come up with a stinger to end this. Okay, and then, yeah, so she's standing there, and her head will turn, because, as I know, suspected, you know, she's sensed that you're there.
I take a picture with the flash on.
So you see, the Force has brought us together again. Perhaps it's not a coincidence. It would seem all my people are dead.
It's called synchronicity.
That sounds dumb. But it would seem all my people are dead, so... perhaps the Force is saying that you will be my new apprentices.
Really? I have to betray the Black Suns?